Welcome to the Ages of Rock podcast with your hosts, Bill Algie, Dennis Talbot, and Alan Tate. We are three guys who have one thing in common, a love of rock and roll. Our goal is to talk about all things rock. We hope you find this show intriguing, funny, and occasionally highly opinionated. Enjoy. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode number 202 of the Ages of Rock podcast. How are you, Dennis? How are you, Bill?
I'm back
okay.
Home.
I'm doing my radio voice tonight.
You are.
Hey, I'm out. No, I'm back home. Been
back home again in Indiana.
On the left coast and had a good time. Unfortunately, I want to apologize one more time.
Isn't this where you say the West Coast is the best coast?
It's fucking nice out there, dude. I'll tell you. The weather's nice. It was funny, though. Every place we were at, as we're
33
walking
seconds in, and he's already dropped the F-bomb. New record.
How are the taxes you paid when you were out there?
You know, it's not overly bad. I mean, they're a little bit more. There's a little bit of percentage more.
What he's saying is they use a little bit of lube.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It depends on where you're at. I know, like, in San Francisco, like, when you go out to eat, I mean, it's normal tax, 8% whatever it is. But then they also, each restaurant adds a tax fee for their, to supposedly help the workers. You know, it's their, you know,
pay them. That's what you're eating for.
But anyway, I want to apologize once again to Julie and Gil. We did not get the chance to hang out and hook up at night. It was a crazy day getting out to California, and then once we got into California, we stopped at Livermore at this premium outlet place that Kelly wanted to go to, and that ended up being a longer ordeal than what we were expecting. And then it was like the time we got into San Francisco, it was going to be super late, and I even told, you know, Julia, and I had called him around 4:00 California time to give him plenty of time to back out, and like I told him, I said, you know, dude, I've been up. You know, I got up at 2:00 my time, which is midnight their time. So by the time we got out there, I was almost running on 24 hours straight. And I was like, oh, my gosh. So we ended up just walking down to Fisherman's Wharf and had a little seafood dinner that night late. And but not, I would like to have seen Julian, but this didn't happen. So anyway.
Well, I hope he doesn't take that on the rest of us the next time we see him and he gets mad at you.
I told him, we'll see it. He even said, don't worry about it. We'll see each other soon.
That's not what he's going to ask, man.
We'll make up for it at some point.
Well, but before we dive too far into this, I just want to give Brian Harris a shout out. You know, we got you in our thoughts, brother. We love you. And keep on keeping on, man.
Yep. Yeah, we appreciate them.
For sure.
Okay. So we got a great big show today, don't we?
And by great big show, Dennis means we are totally unprepared.
We should talk about that. It's like being prepared for a show.
So, you know, there's that new, what's the new podcaster thing that Chris has got working that, you know, there's a group, podcaster group. He's asked questions like, you know, what should you do on your show? What shouldn't you do on your show? And one of them was tips for a new podcast.
I got one. Before you get that far, I got one. Don't play music on your show or Spotify will tell you to fuck off.
Yeah.
Not only Spotify, right? There's others, too.
Oh, yeah.
Kicking people off left and right. It's not like people didn't know that.
Now, speaking of the Spotify thing, if you get a chance, listen to the latest episode of Cobras and Fire podcast, because Baco and Loose Cannon talk about that, and it was pretty entertaining.
Yeah, I want to listen to that. I've been wanting to.
I don't remember the episode number. I listened to it earlier today, but it's called the Emergency Spotify podcast.
Yeah,
it's emergency something. So look for that one.
It's one of the. It's either the last one or the one before last. Yeah,
I don't know if they put anything out before last. I'm pretty sure.
Okay, one before last. So, yeah, I saw that when I was out. Actually, I think I was on the plane when I saw that was coming. I was like, oh, I couldn't download it. And so anyway, yeah, that was some interesting shit going on.
Cool. I got totally derailed there. So,
never mind.
I don't know where I was going.
You know what? That I did.
You were talking about the stuff in the podcaster hangout and tips and tricks.
It's, passed on.
You know what? I did listen to Julian's podcast on the way out on the airplane, and I hadn't listened to it yet. But whenever he interviewed Bob Kulick, and dude, I'm telling you what, I was fucking. I'm sure everybody around me thought I was retarded because I was sitting there, I was laughing. I had the earphones on. I'm just like, oh my God. Some of the shit that came out of that dude's mouth, I was like going, do you like yourself any more than than I think you do? I mean, it was like me. Bruce is a dick.
You know, at least Bob did not cut Julian off and interrupt him like he did Mitch LaFon.
I was like, because I don't know how I missed that one from Julian's, but I had seen it. I was like, oh, I got to listen to that interview, and I'll download it for the plane. I was like, man, that's – I got done. I was like, holy shit, that was the craziest interview ever. I mean, that dude is – he's whacked.
He's out of his mind.
He is. He's whacked, dude.
He's drinking from the same Kool-Aid jar that Vinny is.
Oh, my gosh. They need to hook up.
Maybe they're the same person. We just didn't know it.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
You've never seen the two of them together?
Ooh, that's true.
I don't know.
That's kind of weird.
That was a good thing. You know, Julian, that was a great interview. Like I said, I listened to it. I got done. I was like, oh, my God, that's the craziest shit I've ever heard in my life. So anyway, I did listen to that. Out in California, there was nothing musical-wise. I didn't see anything. The only thing was when I got my car at Hertz, at the Sacramento airport, there was a girl behind the counter, and I have my Ages Rock t-shirt on, and she goes, what is that, a podcast? And what's it about? I said, well, music. And she looked at me, and she goes, you know, because I just gave her my date of birth and all that. She had my driver's license. She goes, you're about 3 years younger than I am. She goes, do you listen to the music you grew up with? I said, well, sure. I said, I listen to my 70s and 80s. She goes, well, I'm a few years older. She says, I don't listen to 70s stuff at all, but I listen to 80s. And that began a 20-minute conversation. I'm like trying to get – I've been on a plane. I want to get in my car. I want to get out of here. She's a sweet girl. So
with
she says –
with the people behind you in the line going, shut up.
Well, it was about noon. Sacramento Airport's not that busy, and it was like there was nobody around. But, no, she was pretty interesting. I guess Sacramento was a pretty – big town for a lot of the bands. I know she said at Tesla, because she goes, do you know how they got their name, don't you? And I said, well, it's because of the Tesla.
The car.
No, that's a good answer. I should have said that. I think it's the car. No, what it was is, it's named after Tesla, the inventor, but they practiced in Sacramento, and the streets were all named after the scientist, and the street that they practiced on, the garage, it was on Tesla Street. So interesting. It was a neat little tidbit. But she talked about the bands that had come. She was big into 80s and the Ramones and punk shit and stuff like that. She was kind of one of those chicks, and she talked about going down to San Francisco and what the hell is that place called? Seeing a bunch of bands down there, but it starts with an F. God damn it. The
Fillmore?
Fillmore. Fillmore East.
That was
She saw a lot of bands
down
there.
That'd be the West one.
So, yeah, it turned out to be about a 20-minute comeback. Kelly's like, are we going to get our car? But she was really sweet, and she said she was going to listen. So if you hear this episode, and shoot me a message and give me your name, because I could not remember your name for nothing, and I couldn't see it on the receipt or anything. So anyway, she was the most interesting person music wise that I met in California. So anyway, there we go. Dead air.
And thank you for joining us for another episode.
And we appreciate your time. All right. Let's do some album acquisitions.
I got some acquisitions.
I got a problem, though, but I got California. Some
never saw a record store the whole time I was out there. What the hell's going on?
They have them in Haight-Ashbury. Did you go to Haight-Ashbury?
No.
Did you see a record store there?
Speaking of record plants, did y'all hear about that lacquer plant that burned?
That's a problem.
That's a big problem.
I was talking to a guy at a record store up here, and he said that could be a problem for National Record Day in April.
Wow. They don't actually produce the albums. They make
the master. Yeah.
Right. Wow.
There's only two places in the country, I think, that do it, if I'm not mistaken.
There's one in Japan, though, too, that does it.
Well, I think Laura read that it was two places in the world.
Right. I think it's just
Maybe that's it.
But they said that one can only keep, they were keeping, barely keeping up with what they could do now.
Yeah.
So it sounds like somebody needs to invest some money and get one built real quick.
Well, we talked, you know, it's kind of funny. I talked to him about that. And the interesting thing about that is you're going to invest a bunch of money, and it would be a bunch of money into something that
may not fly or may not stay
never, around. In 2 years from now, may just die off.
Right.
So that's not, I mean, I don't know a whole lot of people are going to be willing to do that.
Well, you know,
that's the challenge. That could really happen. I mean, it could.
Right.
It could just die off.
Yeah. And no.
It's crazy.
Like I said, when I was talking to Jason, what's his last name? Alan, your friend, podcaster.
Jason Bakken?
Nashville.
Oh, Jason Herndon.
Jason Herndon.
Oh, yeah.
And that's from Kiss My Wax.
You know, Kiss My Wax. We were talking, you know, I had been talking to him, too. And, you know, his company was one of the. He worked for a company that were the only ones that were still kind of pressing records whenever they, and they were going around buying all these presses. You know, they're not making them new. They just bought all the old ones. So they were warehousing all these old machines. So, you know, that's the other thing. So this company that makes these masters, do they even have the machines? Can you even buy a machine to make a press? You know what I'm saying? Or these old machines that they kept using and fixing and, you know, maybe they don't even exist. You've got to think about it that way, too. So, who knows? But yeah, so our vinyl prices are going to go way up. Some bitches.
Yeah, if that happens, that'll shut the market down. And then it'll kill it. Being a whole bunch of stuff. So the guy I was talking to, he owns Electric Keyboard Records in Franklin. And I talked to him about maybe being on the show sometime, too. So maybe we'll get him on here. He's a cool guy. Cool.
All right.
Nice guy.
So what'd you do? What'd you get?
You go first.
Okay. So I did mine on two of them. I got off the auction the other night when I was on there with Ashley. And
that was like 3 weeks ago, dude.
Yeah, and Kathy. Well, I didn't buy any from Ashley. Well, I did. I went and got it the next day. But I got two from Kathy. She's got a store in New York, and it is called, I just had the freaking sticker here. What did I do with it? Anyway, shit. Well, I'll come across it here in a minute. Anyway, I got, hopefully, I should have had this last year when Brian Forsythe, Damage Forsythe was in there. Got Kicks Blow My Fuse.
That's cool.
So I don't have a Kicks album. I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna get me one. So that got that one. And then I got a 180 gram Rush Fly By Night, and I've been wanting getting all these Rush albums on.
Did you buy that on the auction?
Yes, I did. Oh.
How much was it on the auction?
You know, I don't even remember. Honestly, I don't. I think I paid $25
for it, maybe.
$25. Yeah,
$20 $75.
The 180. And the 180 gram on this is actually pretty expensive anyway, because it was a remaster. So anyway, got that. And then I went and I had bought something here a while back, actually on the last auction, and I forgot about it. I hadn't been over to the store, over to Ashley and M's store, Atmosphere Collectibles, but I got here. This is an odd one. This is on blue vinyl too. The Bob Seger System. This was Bob Seger's first album, and it's got Ramblin' Gamblin' Man on here. It's got a lot of songs on it. It's a limited edition.
Records do that. It's kind of funny.
No, but I'm saying there's a lot of songs. I didn't even know if I would know any. But anyway, Ashley said this is one of her favorite Bob Seger albums, and said it's really good if you like, you know, that kind of little bit.
I actually saw an original pressing of that at that record show I went to.
Oh, did Saturday. You?
Yep.
What was the original pressing cost?
I don't know. I just saw it and I didn't look at the price because I'm not interested.
Yeah. So anyway, I got that, and then I sunk in. This is a 2010 copy, 180 gram of Alice Cooper's Billion Dollar Babies. I have this already, but this is in super, super fine shape. It's actually then the one that they remastered from the originals. It has all the inserts, which mine doesn't have the big dollar, the big billion-dollar baby dollar. Then mine also in here, these are actually trading cards that are in here, and they're perforated. So mine, the trading cards are gone, the one I got. So anyway, this is a like I paid a little bit more than I should have for this one, but we won't talk about that.
We won't tell Kelly.
Oh, she knows. Kelly knows. I told her. So.
Bill knows. Why not tell people how much you paid?
Oh, Bill knows. Well, okay, I paid $60 for this, but
holy
I went on,
shit! Are you out of your freaking mind?
No, I did go online though, and if you look around and you find this version of it, the 2010 version, they go upwards of $135 for this album. They're just not that. They're fairly rare.
I saw some stuff this weekend that was $200, $190.
And you know what? And the thing is that is my favorite. Nope. That is my favorite Alice Cooper album. So why not? You know, it is what it is. So I went ahead and bought it. And actually, they had 70 on it, and she gave it to me for 60. Oh, and Kathy's store is called Music and More Records. I just found that sticker. Huh. And it's in New York City. Her and Ashley, I don't know. Her and Ashley do, or New York State. I know it's New York State.
Or New well, York those State. Are slightly different.
Anyway, they do was it every Wednesday night does they do that?
Yeah. There's one every night. You know that? Between Top Shelf Final and that other one and the other one, there's one every night.
And they do it like in the afternoons too. I had the other day. Yeah. I was like, there's record auctions going on all the time. So sometimes you can pick up a decent, you know, if nobody's bidding on it, you can pick one up pretty reasonable.
Yeah. So, I bought something off one too.
All right. So that's what I got this week. Just four. Like I said, I'm after this vacation in my vehicle. I'm kind of I'm on a leash.
Let's see. Was at Hellmark because I never go to Hellmark because I can't stand it. But if I go, which I try to only go like a couple times a year because that's all I can take. But we had to go there for some reason. And I do the normal checking to find the Kiss Destroyer Walmart version.
Huh, you found one of them exclusive?
I finally found one. Yep. Took
a while. They keep trickling them things out. I wonder how many that were actually made. I think there's a shit gob of them. They keep trickling them out.
I didn't realize. I mean, I hadn't seen the artwork, so I really wasn't aware of how it is pretty. It is different. The artwork is definitely different.
I actually have you sit down and listened to. Have you listened to the whole thing?
No, because my receiver is not working. But thanks for bringing that up. Appreciate that.
It sounds really good. No, it does sound really good, and
I'm sure it's a little.
And I enjoyed it. I hadn't listened to Destroyer all the way through for years and on her album, and I did mine when I got it. So,
yep. Sounds anyway, good. Got that. All right. So then I went to, I'll show you here. This is the thing I bought off of this is what I bought off of the auction.
Oh, yeah. That's cool.
You see that, Alan?
Yes.
Mine's not
autographed. Back it up.
Yours doesn't have any autographs on it.
I know, so mine didn't have any autographs. That's what I said.
You could swap them. See, because his is all dirty. Yeah. His dirty and got all kinds of shit
riding on
it.
This is pretty clean, man. It's in good shape. It's like...
No, actually, I pulled the record out of mine, and it is in pretty decent shape.
Yeah, this is really nice. So, I bought this, but I bought this off a different one. I bought this from... dang it, what's that guy's name? I don't know. I'm not even going to go there. I bought it from a different dude. One I was watching on...
No,
the
I was
same
watching,
time the other one was on.
You and I were both watching that. Yeah. And then I.
All right. So then I went to Bloomington Saturday, had a record show, vinyl show. Mm-hmm. And I went there and it was pretty cool. It was at the convention center. So I picked up some stuff. So I got
Ooh, that's a good one.
This is this is almost mint. This Alice Cooper's Greatest Hits.
Great. Seeing $8. Is that what you paid
$8?
For?
$8. Yeah. $8.
That's good. That's good.
I picked up the Europe Final Countdown record. I've been looking for this. Found this.
Right.
Awesome. It was $10. It's still got the promo sticker on it, so that's okay.
Not bad.
Album's in great shape.
Not bad.
I also bought Europe Out of This World. I started listening to them at the gym, and I'm like, I like their stuff. So I picked that up, too. That was $8.
Not bad.
I found this in a... in a bin. I go, it didn't have a it didn't have any pricing on it. So I said, how much for it? He looked it up. He goes, oh, $10. This is Bonham, which I've never seen this record before.
Wow. I have never seen it either.
It is the cover is a little damaged. It's been wet. It looks like a little bit, but the record looks great. It sounded really good at very low volume.
what's on that album anyway? Is that, is there anything?
It's like The Disregard of Timekeeping, Wait for You, Bring Me Down, Guilty, Holding On Forever, Dreams, Don't Walk Away.
But it's good though.
Playing to Win. Yeah. I mean, the first song that I could hear, they played live. Okay. When I saw them with Cheap Trick. So it sounded really good. But anyway, awesome. I'm looking at it and I'm like, oh shit, that's really Jason Bonham. So picked that up. Cool. I was happy about that. You guys are gonna laugh at me, but that's okay.
I won't laugh.
Taylor Dane. I don't know if you guys know who Taylor Dane is.
Okay, I'm gonna laugh.
I love Taylor Dane.
Yeah, I'm gonna laugh now.
Hey, you laugh all you want, thing, Dennis. Taylor Dane is badass.
This thing is not in the shrink wrap, but it is it says mint.
Right.
And near mint. It is mint, man. $3. Like I'm buying it for $3. So I like tell it. Yeah. Tell it to my heart. I'll tell you all day long. Okay. And then I went to the other thing I found that was pretty cool. So I'm a huge Great White fan. We're gonna talk about that a little bit later. I've been looking for this off and on and found a pressing of Shot in the Dark.
Cool.
Which
what's on there?
This has got Shake Me, Face the Day. Shot in the Dark, Runaway.
Cool.
Yeah. So the hit off here is Face the Day. Mm-hmm. Shake Me. So, I looked online. This is about you can get it online for $12. I paid $16, so I don't feel like I did too bad because by time for shipping, it's in really really good shape. Yeah. So this
and once cool. again, Great White's one of your big bands.
Yeah,
so you know what? Bands. So just pay a little extra and don't worry about it. It
the interesting thing
bucks.
Is one of the guy, the guy that I got this from, he had a ton of Japanese import stuff. I mean, oh my gosh, some of that stuff was $150, $200. And then I went to see the guy at Electric Keys, and he had this is a 12-inch single. It's Brian Adams. It's got Summer of 69, and then it's got Kids Wanna Rock Live, and on the back of it, it's got It's Only Love with Tina Turner.
Cool.
Sweet.
So I was like, oh yeah, I'm buying that. I don't care. So yeah, that's $6. So it wasn't bad.
Not bad.
That's what I got.
Cool. Now the one in Bloomington was it a big? Oh my god, like a dealer show? Like a dealer show?
Yeah, it was a dealer show. They had live music too. Actually, they had live music. There were a couple of us about my age looking at some records, and I looked at that guy next to me, and I go, "Do you think we could pay them money if they stop playing? Like we could just pitch in, like each pitch in, like $20, and go up there and give that dude $100 and go, could you just stop?" And the guy goes, "I'm a drummer, and it's like the worst music ever." I mean, it was just College Town. That's just funny. They were playing some the first group we heard was just a guy and a girl, and they have a it's a bigger band, but they were just playing this for an acoustic thing. She did a couple of Amy Winehouse songs that were crazy good. She was really really good. But the next group was just freaking horrible. I mean, it was just
did I send you the video of the guy on Fisherman's Wharf playing the guitar? Did I send you that video?
Yep.
Dude, that was the funniest shit I've ever seen in my life. Earlier that day, there was a guy that had a drum set out there, this black dude, and he's singing and playing drums along with these a track, you know. And it was good. I mean, he was tearing it up.
So back vocals or was it his own?
Just his own vocals and doing just the standards rock songs, you know. So we went to eat, and when we came back out, we walked around. I saw this guy on the sidewalk. He had his amp, you know, big amp. He had an electric guitar. And I'm like, okay, let's see what he can do. And he tuned for a little bit, and then he started just playing random notes for about 30 minutes. I mean, the dude, he didn't play one song. It was just like, it kind of, there were some parts, you remember in Cheech and Chong, whenever Chong's in there playing the guitar, he goes, dur, 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 dur. He's doing that shit, wow, wow. He played it, that's what he did. He played it clear, and then he would like hit the distortion and just hit like about 16 random notes, and then he'd go back to, and then he'd tune again. And I'm like, I wonder if people just
That like that, said, is from, that is from the Alan Tate School of Lead Guitar.
It was. I mean, dude, I'm serious. Kelly could have played better than that dude. I mean, seriously. It was funny.
That's bad. Bad.
People are paying him to shut up. It's like, dude, turn it off.
That's like that band, man. I was like, this is horrible. I know kids are going to see this stuff, but it was bad. Really bad.
Oh, get off Bill's lawn.
Yeah. Get off my lawn.
Get off my lawn, damn it. And take your shitty music. Sons of bitches, your shitty with
playing. Red ass. Get off my damn lawn.
I think you need to go home and practice for a little bit. Like 10 years. Damn it.
All right. What else we got in store tonight?
Let's do some A to Z.
Let's do that. Let's do that.
We'll do some A to Z.
I still think that
this is called A to Z potpourri. Yeah.
Yes, I caught one too.
There was a couple that we did before, but that's okay.
I picked it up, didn't I? I fixed them.
No, the O was done before.
Oh, that's the only one, dude. The other one, the ones you told me, I fixed them.
Right. Who cares? Well,
that's fine.
Let's roll, boys.
Do it. Son's a bitch, man.
Oh, Bill, it's your deal, so you do it.
So shut your pie hole. All right. So I did the A to Z this time, and it's got just a variety of stuff on it, so we'll see how this goes. All right, first, A. Let's go with Autograph. Goodness.
All right. 19 and Nonstop. I like that song. Yeah.
Well, when I was listening to that today at the gym, it said night time and Nonstop. I'm like,
night time. Yeah, it is. It's night time. Did I say teen?
No, it's 19. It's supposed to be 19, isn't it?
No, it's nighttime and Nonstop.
Oh, okay.
Well, it is because I kind of scratched. I got home late and I was just scratching. Look at this shit. You can't even read this. It's like,
well, no, because you're like holding it sideways. There's no way.
I don't want you to see it, but it's scribble. It's all scribble. Anyway. All right.
Well, since I'm not an Autograph fan, turn up the radio.
Well, I'm glad you picked that. All right, I picked Blondes and Black Cars off the second record, which is that's the stuff from 1985.
Good.
All right, they're not a bad band. I mean, I think they're a pretty good band. They were one of those bands that about two records, and it didn't last much longer than that.
I saw them open up for Autograph, Crocus, and Sammy Hagar during his I Can't Drive 55 tour.
I saw them open for somebody, but I can't remember who it was. Man, there were many damn shows in that couple
summers. Dead now. Isn't this the lead singer? He's dead now, right?
I have no idea.
I'm not going there.
No, I'm saying that.
You might know. I don't have a clue.
I think he is. I think they got a new singer. I think he passed away, the singer. I might be wrong. If I am.
Well, you better get on the Wikipedia and look it up now because somebody will correct you.
Well, if I'm wrong, send
letters. Steve Allen. Steve Agura?
I'm going to find out real quick. I'll figure it out.
All right. Well, you're next up, dude. Bad Company.
All right. Bad Company. Best song ever. Rock and Roll Fantasy. Love that song.
Holy shit. We agree on something.
Yeah, holy shit. Song. I did not. That's what you had too, Alan?
Yes.
Right. Yeah, I had Can't Get Enough of Your Love, and it's because of the beginning of that track. The drums at the very beginning, just if you know it from that point forward, and there you go. But I like a lot of Bad Company. I even like some of the newer stuff. So there you go. All right. Eric Clapton.
Layla. I like that song. This is a good song.
Technically, that's Derek and the Dominoes.
That's true. Okay. So if I have to pick one of his songs, then it'd be Lay Down Sally. I'm not doing cocaine. I that song's burnt.
That hurts my nose, man.
It burns my nose.
Somebody said somebody today had a new term for it's called booger
sugar.
Candy.
Booger sugar. That's old news, man.
I've never heard that before. Need to get out in the world, man.
Well, my pick for Eric Clapton is Rock and Roll Heart. That song. That song was a really big radio hit back in the 80s, and then it like just disappeared and I didn't hear it for like 20 or 25 years.
Right.
But I mean I love that fucking song.
Right.
All right, I had trouble with this one because I like Eric Clapton. I picked Pretending, which is a song from the 80s too, 84.
It's okay.
But the other song, I like pretending, but actually for me, the greatest Eric Clapton song is Wonderful Tonight. Just a beautiful song. So
that I play that for the dollar dance every wedding I DJ.
I know. And you're like, God dang, if I have to hear it again, but it's just, it's really cool. Anyway. All right. So there we go. That's the E, or that's the C, right? So D, we're going to go with Dokken for D.
Dokken, I just got lucky, dude.
Really? We should write that down. That never happens.
What?
Oh, sorry. That was a song.
I think we have a trifecta there. That's what I was going to pick.
Just got lucky is my favorite. Yeah, that's my favorite.
Actually, I picked something different. Okay. Is that what you picked, dude?
You picked it different because we got it?
No, I picked it different. It's different on there already. I picked Bullets to Spare off Tooth and Nail.
That's a good song too.
I struggled. There's a whole lot of. I mean, I loved Dokken.
There's a lot of good songs.
Jeff Pilson, you need to come on our show again.
Yeah, he will. He will.
All right. E. I have Europe.
I cannot. I went with Carrie. I like Carrie better because I haven't heard it. I've heard it about a million and a half times less than I have. And it's still at about a 3 million, you know, level at that point. But I like Carrie. Carrie's a good song. That's a really good ballad. You know, it's up there in the top ballads. So, anyway, go for it.
My Europe pick is Rock the Night.
Cool. That's a different one. And then I picked Superstitious off the second album, Out of This World. All right. Frampton. Pita.
Show Me the Way. I think that is a very, very good song.
Live version?
Yeah. Actually, the studio version is really good. I've got that album that's on there, and it's really good. I mean, of course, you know, Peter Frampton live is, you know, it's like Kiss Alive. Most of the songs are better on there. But that song does well in the studio, and it does well live. But it's of course, you know, Frampton's got a lot of tunes, but there's only, what, three big hits. Show Me the Way, whatever the other two are. But, you know,
do you feel...
I don't know what they are, but he's
feel like I do. And there's Show Me the Way, and there's one that sounds just about like it. It's, anyway.
Well, after that one, he also had a kind of a ballady hit that was a pretty decent song. I can't remember the name of it.
Baby, I Love Your Way.
No.
Also, real quick, Steve Pluckett, the singer from Autograph, is still alive. He's 67 years old. So,
wow.
So Dennis was wrong, and Dennis corrected himself.
But somebody in that band did pass away, and I don't know which one. But I just remember hearing
that
about
that band or some band, because I think you're right.
Oh, the ballad that I was talking about for Frampton was "I'm in You."
Yeah. That's the other one. Some, you know.
But anyway. do you feel like I do is my pick?
Yeah, that's a good song.
I picked "Baby, I Love Your Way."
Yeah,
so we covered.
So we covered Frampton Alive's radio hits.
That's what I'm saying. Show Me the Way and "Baby, I Love Your Way." He's all into the way shit. You know what I'm saying?
He was. Show me.
Do you feel like I weigh? That's what it should have been. The other one.
Do you think he likes Speedway?
Maybe. Frampton's a great guy. That was a really good concert. Go see him now if you can, because this is toward the end. Anyway.
All right, another one of my favorite bands on the list, Great White.
Okay. The only song that they do that I love, I mean, I like all of them, but Rock Me is the main one. It's a long, good, and Alan's, he's
Man, Dennis and I are like Gemini tonight or some
those
shit.
Those are all songs that but these are the one songs that I used to play, too, and I love these songs. I mean, that Rock Me is a good tune.
That's got a great groove to it. It's got a good build-up.
It's kind of haunting at first, and then you know that little harmonica comes in, and then it just kicks ass. You know,
I agree.
Good, great band. Right.
I picked Rolling Stone off the "Can't Get There From Here" album from 1999, which is a later record. That's a record for me that I can listen to the entire thing and front and back, and it's a great record. I love it.
Classic Rewind plays that song a lot.
Rolling Stone.
Yep.
Cool. I have to check that out then. All right, for the H's, I picked House of Lords, and I picked House of Lords because what's that guy's name that found them?
Jafria.
Produced their first record.
Right, what was that name?
Gene Simmons.
Oh, Gene Simmons. I thought you meant who was in the band. So anyway.
That's where I went with that.
Yeah, Gene Simmons.
What was the band? He was in Angel, right?
No.
No?
Jafria? Greg Jafria? Yeah. No. No, he was in Jafria.
Okay.
And
I'm going to do some checking.
Yeah, go right. Do some checking.
Anyway, I have I Want to Be Loved on there. That's the song I have. And that somebody else did that song. Who else did that song?
I don't know. I couldn't tell you a House of Lords song if I had to. And I saw them in concert.
I did too.
Well, I had to listen to
the, we were at the same show.
Yeah, what was your pick?
Cheap Trick and Joan Jett, that show.
Right.
I don't have a pick. I don't know any of their songs.
So I went, I'm the same way. I couldn't name one, to be honest. So I went through when I got home, I listened to them. And I do like, they did a remake of the Blind Faith song, Can't Find My Way Back Home. And I always liked that song, and they do a really good version of that. So it's not an original song, but I do like that song.
All right.
But cool. I'm like you. I don't know. I'm not really big on their, I don't know their catalog. Not that I don't like them. I just don't know it. So
I don't think you, I think you don't like them. That's the problem.
No, I like them. Anyway.
All right. I'm going to look up some stuff here. I got my list in two different places. All right. Is Inglorious Band out of Europe.
Yep.
In out are of London.
Still, are they still together or is it?
I think they're still together. Yep. I think so.
No, they had a major shakeup here recently after they talked to them.
They did.
Yes. So anyway.
We've had them on the show before.
Yep. Bass player.
Yep. So I picked go ahead. You're up, Dennis. Sorry.
Oh. Off that first album, Breakaway. That song, that guitar, man, that just comes out and just hits you like a brick. It's great. It's
so
got
it's
a great
Breakaway.
Breakaway, yes.
That's also my pick. Brick. No,
yeah, it's a great song. I mean, that actual record is it's got a lot of good tunes on it, but that's mine. Anyway.
All right, cool. Mine was, what did you have, Alan?
Mine was the same as Dennis's.
Damn, I should have just.
He does.
I shouldn't even come on the show tonight.
Probably not. I don't know what you're.
Alan would say this.
I had the opening song from the first record, right. which was self-titled, but it's called Until I Die. The beginning of it's got a little funky intro. It's got some like, whatever. But once the song starts, holy shit, it's like in your face.
Like Donkey Kong.
It is on like Donkey Kong. And I was wrong about the Jafria thing, so there you go. Well, let's move on from there.
Right.
We've admitted two things today about history that we didn't know.
Exactly. All right.
Let's see. Jay, I put the Jackson 5. It's like trying to come up with some Jackson. I was like, Joe Jackson, which, whatever.
Like
how about
Joe.
Jackson 5? What do you got? A little something, a little something
baby,
different.
Give me one more chance. Oh, where the hell? Bill just lost his video.
Oh, did I?
Yeah, you did.
What happened?
He got so excited, he just went away. There's a big mess where your face is.
He went all circle on us.
There we go. I should be back. Am I back now?
Not yet. No.
There you go.
There you go.
There you go.
Yay! Welcome back, Bill.
I want you back. Actually, my song is I Want You Back. That's a Jackson 5. That's a great hit. I mean, that song groove. It's got a funky-ass groove to it. I like it.
I'm going to pick a kind of a newer Jackson song, and I don't know if it's a Jackson 5 or just the Jacksons, but I'm going to go with Torture.
With what? Oh,
Torture.
Torture?
Yeah.
I have to listen to that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's kind of, I mean, back in the day I liked it, and I listened to it again recently, and it's not as good as I remember it, but I still like it.
That does happen.
Yes.
I went with Never Can Say Goodbye.
Yeah, that's a good song.
Yeah. All right.
Somebody pick Ben?
No, you know, look at that song. I was like, no, Ben, I never liked that song. It was kind of weird. Yeah. ABC's pretty cool. All I can see is the video of them doing ABC
They're doing that little.
Yeah.
You can't see my feet, but I'm doing the same thing Michael Jackson's doing.
Are you really?
Except not as good.
You can't
except
tell.
With, I mean, except with your white self.
You gonna call me a liar? What are you gonna do? No, anyway, all right. I'm moonwalking. No, go ahead.
Yeah. All right, Jay. We're at the K. We're at the Kinks.
What do you got
for the Kinks?
Destroyer. And Alan's gonna
God
pick that song.
Damn it,
too.
Dennis. Well, of course, Dennis knew I was gonna pick it because we put that on our playlist for the Hounds.
That's a great song that they did.
It is a great song. I also like Shit, the song about the Come Dancing. I like that one too.
That is a good song, and that's a you know, that was, hell, that was what, 20 years after they originally come out. I mean, that was in the 80s.
Yeah, that was, and like in 1983 or something.
Yeah.
And Destroyer come out even later than that. I believe that was 87 or so.
Yeah. Yeah. I've got that on. I used to have it on cassette. Anyway, go ahead.
All right, I went old school.
All right.
And I went with the original song from the one of the best rock bands ever. You really got me now. You really got me.
I knew you. Yeah.
Well, it's good. I figured I'd be like, somebody else picked that, so whatever. But anyway.
No, we didn't.
All right, L. We had to switch that up because I had something we already picked in that one. So we went with L.A. Guns. What do you got for L.A. Guns?
Never Enough. I love that song. Alan's fucking flipping me off.
I had that, scratched it out. I have Sleazy Come, Sleazy Go from Cocked and Loaded.
Well, I'm going to pick Rip and Tear, but Never Enough is a fucking bad. That whole album is badass.
It is. It's a good song.
Ballad of Jane, that's a great song. You can't go wrong with that album, really.
No. That's a great album.
Good stuff.
All right. Too bad they had so much internal issues.
So we'll do Boy, they got some problems, aren't they? Yeah. Another little curve. So Madonna.
Madonna. Should I just say Alan and I picked this song?
Let me go first.
You go first.
Material Girl.
Oh, no. You got your own this time. I went with Borderline. I like that song. It's just a good song. Bill.
I went with Express Yourself.
Yeah. Almost went with Papa.
Bill sings that one in the shower.
He's all soaped up, lathered up.
That is having some fun.
That are Like a Virgin, one of the two. We don't know.
That'd be you, pal.
That one. All right.
So I picked Nelson, the Nelson brothers.
I can't. Well, of course, there again, I don't know any. I mean, even met the dude and got a selfie with him, and I have no idea of the love and affection.
Right?
The love and affection is the only one I could come up with.
Okay.
Honestly, well, we're different on this one, too. I got After the Rain.
Really?
There you go. And I got More Than Ever, which is like the third track.
No, I was running hard late, and I was like, well, man, I don't know that many. And I just kind of go, okay, I know this one, so that's what we're going with.
Anyway. All right, so I put Ozzy on there. Forgot about it. Thought I'd change it. So I have no Ozzy song, but there's so many.
Okay, mine was the same as last time we did it. It was SATO, because I remember talking about what that stands for. That was, you know, Sharon's alternate. Yeah, SATO is a badass song.
Shout at the Osborne?
Yeah.
Shout.
I just blanked it.
Well, I think when we picked it last time, I picked, my favorite Ozzy song. But this time I'm going to pick the next favorite Ozzy song off the same album, Lightning Strikes.
Yeah, I got to
remember. Shot in the Dark is my original, but Lightning Strikes is also on the Ultimate Sin album.
Okay. I picked Suicide Solutions the first time, and this time I would have picked No More Tears. I like that song.
And then, you know, the thing is even though we picked the same ones, as you're listening to things, your tastes change over time. So, you know, you can
All right.
I don't
N.O.P. How about some Prince?
You know what? God damn, there's so many good songs that Prince does. You know, and I hated that dude when he was popular, you know, but over time I started, like when he first came out, I was like, that bullshit. I ain't listening to that crap, you know, but over time, then you realize that
he's a damn good guitar player.
He's a damn good guitar. That, go on to YouTube and watch that when that George Harrison tribute where they did him and Tom Petty and George Harrison's son, and he starts that play when my guitar gently weeps. And dude, he's fucking on fire, and he just kind of turns around and he had somebody in the audience, and he just falls back, and that dude catches him and pushes him back up, and he don't fucking miss a note, dude. It's the greatest lead ever. And Petty starts singing, and he just keeps going. It's just for like 10 minutes. So anyway, I'm going with Purple Rain. That song is just, I mean, it's so cliche to pick that one because there's so many to do, but that song is a masterpiece. And then that lead continues on. I love his guitar playing, so that's what I went with.
Well, I'm going to go with the song that references the purple banana, and that would be Let's Go Crazy.
good song.
I went with the early with his first hit, which was I Want to Be Your Lover.
Oh, that is a good song. Probably my
disappointing. No one picked Pussy Control.
Well, my second pick would have been
or Diamonds and Pearls.
I like Little Nicky too.
How about Darling Nicky?
Darling Nicky. Okay, sorry.
Yeah, Little Nicky is an Adam Sandler movie.
That's an Adam Sandler movie. Yeah, I know. Well, I got to have one stupid thing I say every show, so that's it. Anyway.
What?
All right.
So,
fuck you.
Now one of my favorite bands that starts with a Q, Queensryche.
Wow, that's a good song. That's a good. They start with a Q. Anyway, I'm going to go off their first album, Warning, which I think is their best album. It is a super great album, and Take Hold of the Flame. That song gives me a chill when I hear it. Anyway, I like that. It's a great song.
Jet City Woman.
I like that song.
That whole Empire album is excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent. And I get to Brian Harris and me, and I think David Cathy is going to be down in Nashville next month catching that Jeff Tate show. And he's doing Rage for Order and the Empire album both in their entirety.
Really?
So I told Brian that I hoped he did Rage for Order first because I didn't like that album. I wanted to hear the good album last.
Well, if he doesn't, then you can leave.
Well, no, because I'm the driver and Brian needs a ride home.
That's their problem.
Well, Brian bought my ticket, so.
Oh, well, then I guess.
So there's that.
You got to.
All right. I picked I Don't Believe in Love.
That's a good song, too.
Great song.
Yeah. Great song.
Speaking of David Cathy, real quick, he texted me this morning or yesterday and he goes, "Hey, man, do you have this New England album?" And it was the one I got six copies of. He goes, "I wasn't for sure which one it was." And I goes, "Dude, I got six copies of it." He goes, "It was $4." I said, "Yeah, that's about average."
$3 more than you should pay for it.
And I told him, I said, "Well, thanks for thinking about me, but yeah, I've got plenty of copies of that album."
Well, I'm pretty sure you're going to have another copy once Rockin' Pod rolls around because he's going to make you take it home.
Isn't at that Bloomington Expo? It was in a special bin that said, "We'll pay you to take this."
You didn't get it for me?
No, I don't even want the dollar. I'm not taking that and a dollar. I'm just not taking it.
All right. I just throw that in there. I got that yesterday, and I thought that's funny. He showed me. He sent me a picture of it, and I go, "Yeah, dude, I got it. Trust me, I got enough copies." That's
14 other ones. All right, we got Rainbow.
Ooh, Rainbow.
Pick a version of Rainbow, because there's like.
Well, I'm gonna pick the best version, and that's the one with Ronnie James Dio, and he's the Man on the Silver Mountain. That song is about as good as it gets. Alan,
I'm gonna go with Since You've Been Gone.
That's a good song too.
Great song.
That is.
And I went with the Joe Lynn Turner version of Rainbow. I picked Stone Cold.
Stone Cold's another great.
I think the one that I picked was that Graham. What's that dude?
That's what I'm going to ask. Who was the singer on that one? I know it's somebody different.
Some dude.
Since You've Been Gone.
Yeah. Some dude.
Some dude. They've had more
singers. Like, I ain't even going there. I'm not even going to try. I got nothing.
I'll find out.
Singers in Rainbow than I think Ozzy's had guitar players.
You're right about that. That's for sure. All right. Okay. So next, S. I went with Saliva is who I picked as the band for S because I don't think either of the two of you even listen to them. So I picked them.
What's that Saliva song you played on the radio show the other night?
That wasn't me. I didn't play
one. I don't know. Which one did I play?
I don't know. Did you even pick a Saliva song? I don't remember.
That was Alex's list, right?
Yeah.
That was Graham Bonnet.
Graham Bonnet, that's it, yes.
And he was a singer for Alcatraz, and Alcatraz with Zinve, Inve.
Alcatraz. I did not pick with a Saliva song.
Wingve. Well, I don't have a Saliva pick. I know their big hit when I hear it, but I don't know the name of it. So whatever.
I put down click boom, and that's the only one.
That's it.
Yep.
That's the one.
I played it, and that's the only one. I was going to not even pick one, and I was like, well, this is the only one I know. So
go listen to the song called Raise Up.
Okay, I'll write it down. Raise Up.
I've seen them a couple times. They are really, really good.
So is that your pick?
I'm not a big fan.
That's my pick. Okay. All right. T for Tesla.
Man, that was a tough one. That was a really tough one. I was going to go Modern Day Cowboy, and I figured everybody would do that one because that's my favorite. But on that album, there's another song that I like a lot, and I like it because it starts out different, and then it's not intricate or anything. It's just fucking dirty, just kick your ass, Getting Better. I love that song. That's a great song.
That is a good song. I'm going to go with...
And it wasn't going to be Signs. No, I wasn't going to pick Signs.
Well, technically, that's not a Tesla song.
No, but it sucks, and I hate that song when they do it. So anyway.
I'm going to go with Edison's Medicine.
Good song, too.
And, you know, and Tesla is one of those bands that I like several of their songs, but if I'm not actually in the mood to hear that song, I'm going to change the channel when it comes on. I don't know why. And I would say it's probably because when I was in the Air Force, one of my roommates played Tesla way more than I ever played Kiss. And that fucker was always bitching about how much I played Kiss. Well, fuck you, dude. And, you know, maybe that's why I don't like it so much. I don't know. Maybe.
Could be. I picked Love Song because I think that's a... I've seen them do that live too. A couple of times. It's just really cool.
There's a lot of great Tesla tunes there. I mean, first album, my gosh. I mean, there's not a bad song on that album, to be honest. It's just, it's good.
Good all stuff. Right. Yes. All right. Let's see. V. I went a little crazy.
You missed one.
I did?
You missed U.
T-U. I missed the U.
Yeah.
Shit. I didn't
U2.
Even...
U2.
Oh, did I say U2?
Yeah. That's what you
Shit,
said.
I didn't write it down.
Pick a song. Any song.
We're professionals. Well, my don't try this at home.
My YouTube. That's right. Well, I did the same thing on. I think I missed one of those lower ones. I think I missed you also last time. Anyway, right.
Miss you New too, Year's Dennis.
Day. New Year's Day is my favorite YouTube song. I love that haunting piano in there. I mean, it's Sunday Bloody Sunday is probably my second favorite.
Well, Sunday Bloody Sunday is my pick.
I'd pick New Year's Day too.
Yeah, it's a great song.
As soon as you said, I forgot it. That's the first thing that popped my head.
All right.
Well, moving on. Okay, so this is where I got a little off the rails.
It's in somebody we weren't going to talk about no more.
Yeah. We're not. Hey, we're talking about Mark Slaughter.
Yeah. We weren't going to bring her name up anymore.
You talk about Mark Slaughter, I'm going to talk about Robert Fleischman.
You can talk about Robert Fleischman. There you go. We'll talk about all kinds of people. It doesn't just name whoever you want except for that.
It's somebody's invasion. We just don't know who it is. It's
invasion. What do you got?
Twisted. I like that song. Me and Rod used to, every time we would listen to it, he's like, oh, play that Twisted song. That's good.
Well, I'm going to have to involve Vinny in this one because Back on the Streets is they trade off vocals between Vinny and Robert. That is a great song. I've always heard that Paul Stanley demoed that for either Creatures of the Night or Lick It Up, and I've heard that there is a demo out there that's being hoarded or, you know, not made for general consumption by us commoners, I guess. But I would love to hear Paul Stanley sing that song.
Yeah, that'd be cool. I picked Heavy Pettin' off of All Systems Go. So
I don't think I've ever heard that song.
Love Kills a pretty good one.
Well, I like Love Kills too. All right, W, we got some Wasp.
L-O-V-E, Love Machine. I love that fucking song. I had an album. We used to rock the shit out of that damn thing. There again... Wasp, you know, it's not known for their hits and shit, but there's some great tunes that they do.
You know, some of those songs, Blackie is a really good songwriter.
He's a great songwriter. And there's just some of those tunes, you know, Blind in Texas is good. That song's good. There's a lot of, but they're not ones I can listen to every day.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? When it comes on and I hear it, it's like, yeah, okay, I'm good for about a year. <You know?
laughs> I'm gonna tell you Blackie does a cover of Saturday Night's All Right for Fighting.
It tears it up. Yeah, I do like that. So anyway, is that your song?
L-O-V-E Machine is mine as well.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Right. I picked I Don't Need No Doctor.
That's a good song too.
Yep, that's what I picked.
Yeah, there's a lot of great songs.
All right, here's where. So we didn't have a.
Bill
X is going to be one. X is always a potpourri.
X. Oh yeah, so X. What we did with X was I said there's no X, so I said pick a 38 special song.
Yes.
Oh, and speaking of X, when we did, I believe the very first episode with the A to Z,
right?
One of the listeners posted on there that they couldn't believe that. Professionals like us didn't know that there was a band called X. So
there is.
That shows you how professional we are. But thanks for listening. We appreciate it.
Apparently, they don't know us very well.
Yes.
We need to have like a disclaimer that says, at any time, we are not professionals. Please do not hold us to anything.
Well, I've already said earlier in this episode, we're professionals. Don't try this at home.
Yep. Exactly. All right. So, 38 special. A lot of, I mean, they got a ton of great.
I wrote down tunes. 7 songs. I don't know where.
Did you? Well, my favorite. So I do have a. Play the record. I do have a favorite though, and it's "Rocking Into the Night." That song. I mean, it's a great song. Yeah. Alan, is that the one you picked?
No, I picked "Teacher, Teacher."
Oh, did you? I mean, they were cranking out the hits there for a few years.
I picked "Wild-Eyed Southern Boys."
You can't.
But I wrote down so damn many songs because I can. You know, there are those things that just take you back, right? We've talked about that before.
Well, this was
I can
high school.
Vividly, you know? Remember riding around in my buddy's '98 Olds huge boat, listening to John Mellencamp and listening to 38 Special with the windows down in the middle of winter, as loud as that damn stereo would go. Just man.
That's a lot of record player.
And like I said, they were on fire there for a few years.
You burn cassettes up in that thing. You did catch fire.
Gotta get a new.
Good stuff.
That is some good stuff.
Hopefully,
awesome. We'll see
them. I think they're coming up here close.
YNT. Man, that's another band that's got some really great tunes. I love those guys. But their best song. And it's just Mean Streak. That fucking song, just I just want to do this every time you hear it. You want to raise your fist and chant, sing along with it. So, Alan.
Summertime Girls.
That's what song I picked. I think I saw them 4 times.
Never seen them.
I saw them on 4 different tours.
In a 3-week period.
Yes. I swear. I know one time I saw them twice in 3 weeks on 2 different shows.
Right. Wow.
And actually, a funny thing about 38 Special, the first time I saw them, they were headlining, and the opening band was Bon Jovi.
Right.
And the next week, Bon Jovi was headlining.
Well, of course, because they got a hit.
Slippery When Wet had just come out, and it was exploding. And so we saw, it was in Evansville. It was like the last or next to last show that they ever opened. Pretty cool.
Cool.
All right, last one. Z. There are not a lot of Z, so I picked the Zombies.
All right. You know, of course, I love Time of the Season. I mean, that song is a freaking really cool song. But
so Dennis has told you my pick.
But she's not there. You know, she's not there is another good
that's
song.
That's what I picked. I picked She's Not There.
But you know that they do a version of Summertime that's really good, too. That's another. But I figured since it was a
Summertime or Summertime Blues.
Oh, Summertime.
Okay.
Summertime. You know what I'm talking. It's that.
I probably know it if I heard it.
It's a cover tune. That's why I didn't pick it. But yeah, Time of the Season is just like, oh my God, it's a really good song. We're done with this, right?
We're done with this.
I want to bring up the fact of, did anybody see this week on YouTube? Somebody, there's this new thing called Cameo, where they can have people do birthday wishes and stuff like. No, they do. Birthday wishes and everything, and they have like you go in there. I mean, anybody. There's like, I know there's some because I don't know what's his name, Gilbert Gottfried does. He is actually really cheap, but somebody did. Yeah. Vince Neil paid $400 for Vince Neil to say happy birthday to their friend.
Drunk guy, and he's drunk.
Yeah, he's drunk as fuck, dude. He's like, rah, 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 rah. And I'm like going, that's what you're gonna get this summer when you pay that expensive concert ticket. You're going to get Vince up here and just fucking garbling the words. I mean, how embarrassing. But Ralph, you know, my friend from,
Rock and Metal Combat.
Yeah, Dr. Fuck. But anyway, he his friend had Rick Nielsen from Cheap Trick do one of his, and it was funny as shit. Dude, Rick Nielsen, you know how he is. He's kind of a little bit loony and crazy and shit. And he was trying to get him to do that smack him a bob or whatever he says. And he tries like three times. He goes, whatever. Happy birthday and Merry Christmas or something like that.
It's pretty funny.
But there's some good ones. But yeah, I mean, here somebody spent $400, had Vince Neil to do a birthday thing, and then he's drunk as fuck. It's like, really? I mean, you expect anything different, though? That's a whole
nope.
Point.
You
know, not really.
Anybody going to that show shouldn't expect anything different.
It's going
to
be a
But I'm going to say this right now. The people that go to that show are going to have a good time. Just
they
like us going
time,
to a Kiss show, we're going to good have a good time because we don't care. We know what we're going to see when we get there, and that's that.
Another thing that's happened while I was in California, and I was laying in bed in San Francisco, and I texted you guys that morning.
He got an earthquake! No.
No. David Lee Roth opening for Kiss.
Oh, yeah. I still haven't watched that.
You got to watch that. David Lee Roth from the Hollywood... the show that he had out in Vegas, his little show that he had out there, I saw some of that performance, and it was, at best, not very good. You know what I'm saying? Saul Mitchelfon, I guess, went to that first show, and he posted a bunch of video from that show. David, I mean, the band they got is phenomenal. They sound great. The backup vocals are great. And you know what? David stepped up, did a little practicing, actually sung like he was supposed to quite a bit, didn't go way out. I mean, it's not perfect, Bill.
It never was.
Right. But it's better than I thought it was going to be, and you know what?
Definitely better than Vegas.
And it's better than watching paint dry. So I know what I'm saying.
I agree with
that. No, but you know what? Dave stepped this shit up, and it was really... I was playing it, and Kelly goes, is that Van Halen? I said, no, that's David Lee Roth playing it. And he goes, well, he actually sounds pretty good. She was, you know, in the other room when I had it on my phone. But no, he actually stepped up and sounds pretty good. And I guess you saw that video that I sent.
I think pretty good is relevant.
Right.
You have to put that in a context, right?
I did see some video of Paul singing, and I don't know if it's because of a lag in YouTube or what have you, but there was one point where he blatantly turned his face away from the mic, and the sound sounded just like he had his mouth right on the microphone. So, once again, I hope everybody's enjoying the tape. That's all I can say.
You enjoyed it a couple times.
I did. It was a good,
I enjoyed it. It is what it is. It's okay.
It is what it is. You know, shit's blowing up, fucking fires going off, all kinds of shit's going off. You know, it's fine. I enjoy it. But
you only live once, fellas.
It is a tape.
That's right. It is a tape.
Okay.
I'm exhausted.
Let's get the fuck out of here.
Let's go.
Visit agentsofrock.com. Check out our social media. Check us out on Stitcher Radio. And until next time, peace out. Thanks for listening to the Ages of Rock podcast. If you haven't done so already, be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel, like us on Facebook, and most importantly, tell all your friends. Remember, you're never too old to rock. Until the next episode, peace out, folks.